Thank you. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. That's what's happening. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Brendan Grubb, and I live in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
That's right.
That's right. So tell me, which city is better between Portland, Oregon, and the Bay Area of Northern California?
Oh, my God, Portland, Oregon,
there
without
you go.
A doubt.
Ooh, it's a patchouli fight. Ooh. Brendan, welcome to our show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brendan's topic?
I returned my iPhone once I realized there was no chick magnet application.
The iPhone once hailed as the holy grail of geeky goodness, but this week we learned there have been some bumps on the road to world domination. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about a new hurdle for Apple's beloved gadget. Choose the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I sure am.
All right, first let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
The popular iPhone application Lightsaber Unleashed a mystery at the recent Westminster Dog Show. We were just blow-drying our corgi Big Boy when he started twisting his head to the right while extending his tongue to the left and making like a hoo-ya, hoo-ya, hoo sound. And we noticed a youngster waving an iPhone in the air nearby, says Diane Galinos. The popular Lightsaber Unleashed application produces the famous Star Wars lightsaber sound when the user waves the iPhone a la Luke Skywalker. The compared notes of the handlers of a variety of short-legged breeds revealed that when a Lightsaber Unleashed application user was within a few feet of a dog with inadequate leg length, the dogs reacted with like spasms. It was like a Linda Blair move with a hoo-ya, hoo-ya, hoo, claims stubby-legged bulldog owner Layla Taslimi. Useless legged dachshund owner Philip Jomtas has begun a movement to recall the title from the Sussex Spaniel. There must have been 1,000 of those iPhone lightsaber nerd gizmos. A poorly engineered dog didn't have a chance.
The lightsaber application on the iPhone wreaking havoc at the Westminster Dog Show. Your next story of someone dealing with iPhone issues comes from Tom Baudette.
One of the most popular and dominant downloadable apps for the iPhone is flexing its legal muscle. iFart maker Aromatic of Florida claims the phrase "pull my finger" is a unique part of its brand identity and wants $50,000 from Colorado firm Infomedia for using the term in their flatulence-based download. Infomedia insists "pull my finger" is a common descriptive term and wants a judge to decide the matter. iFart founder Joel Kahn says the app boasts a number of unique features, including a built-in security system designed to orally surprise and discourage iPhone theft, and claims their app is a cultural phenomenon worthy of legal protections. The warring companies admit there are 75 different flatulence simulating software apps, suggesting that America's most skilled technical minds have finally run out of things to do.
The popular app iFart gets into a legal battle over the phrase "pull my finger." Your last story of an iPhone failure comes from Mo Rocca.
Feeling under the weather? With the iPhone's new iNurse attachment, your phone becomes a thermometer. Snap on the tiny sensor, stick the corner of the iPhone in your mouth, and within seconds, you've got your temperature. So simple to use, it comes with no instructions. iNurse has proved popular all over the world, except in Belgium. In Belgium, it is culturally forbidden to place a thermometer in one's mouth or under one's arm. A thermometer may only be administered the Belgian way. But when an iPhone is subject to a dark, airless environment, the device goes haywire. When a flu swept through Jean-Claude Van Damme Junior High in Bruges, several students lost music files. One Walloon student was enraged when all of his texts switched from German to Flemish. The worst malfunction? While one student thought his temperature was being taken, his iPhone was sending instant pictures to everyone on his mailing list.
Okay, Brendan, here are the stories from Paula Poundstone, how the Lightsaber Unleashed program bothered the dogs of the Westminster Dog Show. From Tom Baudet, a legal battle between makers of fart simulation software over the phrase, pull my finger. And from Mo Rocca, how an iPhone thermometer is causing havoc in Belgium, where they do things the Belgian way. Which of these is the real story of an iPhone problem?
Well, that's a toughie.
Yes, isn't it, though?
Mo, if I lose, will you put your voice on my answering machine?
If you lose, he'll send you a photo the Belgian way.
You know what? For that, I'm going to go with Paula.
You're going to go with Paula.
For stealing Mo's joke.
Your choice is Paula's story of the Lightsaber Unleashed causing problems at the Westminster Dog Club.
That's right.
All right, that's your choice. Well, we spoke to somebody who has actually covered this issue.
One company calls its application Pull My Finger. The other uses Pull My Finger in its advertisement.
Oh, that was David Kravitz. He's a reporter at Wired in San Francisco talking about the legal battle over, or rather between, flatulence simulators for the iPhone. I'm so sorry, as you now know. Tom had the correct answer, but you did earn a point for Paula. So I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you so much for playing with us today.
My pleasure. Thank
you. Bye-bye.